Good morning. This is Nathan Zastman, and you're listening to Zastman Plays the Classics, brought to you every Sunday at 8 a.m. on UMFM Radio, 101.5 FM, or you can go to ZastmanClassics.com to listen to previous broadcasts on your computer or smartphone at any time. Today is the 21st of my 22-program series dedicated to the Czechoslovakian composer Antonín Dvořák. In Phil Goulding's book that lists the 50 greatest composers, Dvořák is the only non-German, other than Tchaikovsky, in the top 12. Dvořák is considered the most versatile composer of his time, and for you beer lovers out there, Dvořák liked beer so much that he had a pail of Pilsner beer delivered to his house every single day, which may have started when he was visiting a Czech community in Spillville, Iowa, where he would take his pail of beer to the Turkey River, where he would sketch the sounds he could hear, some of which ended up in his American String Quartet. The music that opened today's program, which you can hear in the background, is one of my favorite Dvořák pieces, the Slavonic Dance No. 3, Opus 46, performed by the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra, conducted by José Serebrier. To give you an idea of how brilliant Dvořák was and how easily beautiful melodies came to him, he composed the Serenade for Strings, which you will hear next, his Opus 22 in E major, which is one of his most popular orchestral works, in only 12 days in 1875. 1875 was a very fruitful year for Dvořák, as he also composed his Symphony No. 5, the String Quartet No. 2, the Piano Trio No. 1, the Opera Vanda, and the Moravian Duets. This performance of the Serenade for Strings is by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Gerard Schwartz.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Serenade for Strings, Opus 22 in E major. Gerard Schwartz conducted the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra. Dvorak composed the Serenade for Wind Instruments, Cello and Double Bass, Opus 44 in D minor in 1878. In this wonderful piece, Dvorak evokes the old world atmosphere of musical performances on the castles of the Rococo period, where the worlds of the aristocracy and common folk merged. It's composed in a Slavonic style just before he composed his popular Slavonic dances that made him so famous. István Kertész conducts the London Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you.
Serenade for Wind Instruments, Cello, and Double Bass by Antonín Dvořák. István Kertész, one of the most famous conductors of the music of Dvořák, conducted the London Symphony. This ends the first half of today's program. I'll play Dvořák's Ninth Symphony, From the New World, and the symphonic variations in the next half, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the second half of today's Zassman Plays the Classics program, the 21st in my series featuring the music of Antonín Dvořák. Dvořák composed the symphonic variations on the theme I Am a Fiddler, Opus 78 in C major, in 1877. Apparently, Dvořák composed this piece in response to a challenge from a friend to write variations on a theme that seemed impossible for that purpose. Brahms loved it so much that he gave Dvořák a cigarette holder as a gift when he heard it in Vienna. It's one of the most frequently performed sets of orchestral variations, along with Brahms' Variations on a Theme by Haydn and Elgar's Enigma Variations. Theodor Kuchar conducts the Janáček Philharmonic. Symphonic Variations, Opus 78 in C Major by Antonín Dvořák. Theodor Kuchar conducted the Janáček Philharmonic. I'm going to close today's program with Dvořák's Ninth Symphony, his last, Opus 95 in E Minor, called From the New World, which Dvořák composed in 1893 while he was the director of the National Conservatory of Music of America from 1892 to 1895 in New York City. It is by far Dvořák's most popular symphony. Astronaut Neil Armstrong took a recording of it during the Apollo 11 mission, the first moon landing. This is a great recording by the New York Philharmonic with Alan Gilbert conducting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Symphony No. 9, called From the New World by Antonin Dvorak. Alan Gilbert conducted the New York Philharmonic. This ends today's program, the 21st in my series featuring the music of Antonin Dvorak. If you have any recommendations for future programs or you would just like to chat about music, my email address is music@zassman.com. Stay tuned for Fascinating Rhythm, Canada's best jazz program. Tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. where I will complete my 22-part series featuring the music of Antonin Dvorak. This is Nathan Zassman, and you've been listening to Zassman Plays the Classics.